This episode sponsored by Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat straight to your door. Every cut is sourced from local U.S. farms and ranches, and the entire packaging and fulfillment process takes place right here in America before it's delivered to your doorstep. No imports, ever. Just high-quality, 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood. I'm a subscriber, and my plan is incredibly easy to manage. Traveling? Need to skip a delivery? You can pause, move, or adjust your order anytime in just a few clicks. Right now, when you start your plan, you'll get free meat in every box for life, plus $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH25 to start your Good Ranchers plan today. This episode sponsored by Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat straight to your door. Every cut is sourced from local U.S. farms and ranches, and the entire packaging and fulfillment process takes place right here in America before it's delivered to your doorstep. No imports, ever. Just high-quality, 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood. I'm a subscriber, and my plan is incredibly easy to manage. Traveling? Need to skip a delivery? You can pause, move, or adjust your order anytime in just a few clicks. Right now, when you start your plan, you'll get free meat in every box for life, plus $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH25 to start your Good Ranchers plan today.
Now, of course, for connoisseurs of Notorious Masterfic, you already know that I'm one of the biggest Invincible fans in the world.
You guys.
So it brings me immense pleasure, to cover the official trailer for season 4. And for people who are new, just to show you how much of a fan I am, just know your boy got invited out to a little event known as a little location known as New York. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all heard of that. You know, I ain't even hear about it. I was like, what is New York? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is that?
Shepherd.
All right, my fault. I'm lying. But, you know, of course, I got invited out to New York for this specific event. And as you can see right here, why is it not playing? I feel like a El Tech guy. Why is it not playing? Oh, here we go. As you can see right here, your boy was out. I'm not going to play the video because I don't, you know, it's just basically just to show y'all how I was here and invited out to an Invincible Versus event to play Cecil Stedman early. So that's a little footage of me playing Cecil Stedman. And of course, I think I had a little clip of me walking around. But actually, yeah, here's the clip right here of me walking around. And, you know, this is basically just to showcase that your boy was outside, you know, really outside in the field. You know what I'm saying? I was really out here just, let me chill. Basically, the people over at Invincible has been beyond just helpful as far as, you know, just connecting me to certain things. So I was already a huge Invincible fan. I mean, y'all, all my Invincible coverage, y'all should tell that I'm a humongous nerd when it comes to Invincible, to the point where after the first season, I read the whole, is it called manga or comic book? It's basically, I read the whole thing, right? I read from start to finish. And I know how the story plays out. That's how much I enjoyed Invincible as far as the first season. I was like, bro, I really had to dive into it. And then I dived into it, and guess what? It got way better. No, not just a little better. It got so much better to the point I was like, hold on now. Is Invincible up there with Spider-Man?
You guys.
And then lo and behold, he actually has a whole comic book story with Spider-Man. So, you know, Marvel, Ben saw the potential in Invincible, but of course, a lot of people just got on the bandwagon as far as them being picked up by Amazon, and by a lot of people, I mean me. You know, as soon as the season one came out, I read the entire comics, and I wouldn't have known that if it wasn't for the Amazon series that, you know, I was introduced to Invincible through. So, anyways, so shout out to the people over at Invincible for inviting me to the Invincible Versus event. You know, your boy was in New York Comic Con as well. So, that was a whole thing, just type in New York Comic Con vlog, Analytic Dreams, or whatever platform you listen to podcasts on, it should pop up. But if you wanted to see the video version, go to Analytic Dreams video on Spotify. So anyways, With all that out of the way, I was basically just trying to say I'm about to nerd out in this trailer. That's all that was. You know what I mean? Me just telling you, hey, if you don't like nerds,
whoop-dee-doo.
If you don't like Invincible fans,
whoop-dee-doo.
If you don't like people who...
Shepherd.
All right, you get the point. So with that being said, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio, because we're about to get into Invincible Season 4, the official trailer. I said the official trailer for the great, the iconic Invincible right now.
Mark, take a night off.
We don't get
already. I got positive, man. Debbie been going through it, bro. I ain't gonna cap to you.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look.
Now, one thing I will say, in the book, I ain't trying to be that person, but Debbie in the book is just a straight up alcoholic. I ain't know if that was Debbie or Tony Stark.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
Because the way she was handling her problem, she was a full blown alcoholic, and they kind of show it in the show as far as her always having a glass of wine. Man, the show has turned up to the max, right? As far as her just being completely just distraught after what Omni-Man did. Just straight up alcoholic. I ain't gonna lie to you. So, yeah, they kind of lower it and Disney-fy it as far as her being an alcoholic. But, you know, so did MCU. And you saw how that turned out for Iron Man. So, I'm not too mad at it.
To take a night off. If I'd actually killed Angstrom the first time, so many people would still be alive.
One more thing, we may have to play this trailer twice because I don't want to have to keep pausing it. So I just want to play it for the people who haven't seen the trailer. So let's start from the top.
Mark, take a night off.
We don't get to take a night off. If I'd actually killed Angstrom the first time, so many people would still be alive. I'll do anything to stop that from happening again.
He won't.
It's not who you are, Mark. But trauma like that breaks people.
Things are changing, Mark, and not for the better.
Thanks.
God.
We'll figure this out, okay?
We need to show the world that even after everything that happened, the Guardians are still here, fighting to keep everyone safe.
Come on!
From what might be coming our way.
I'm sorry, Mark. We need your help.
How do you feel about war?
The Viltrumites will always be a threat to Earth.
But each day, we add more
allies. There you go.
To break their hold on the galaxy. Together, we have a chance to end this war forever.
I can help. How much does this job pay?
No tricks this time.
How do I know you're telling the truth?
You'll have to trust me.
There will be loss. There will be sacrifice.
I'm sorry.
We must all face judgment for the evils of our past if we want any hope to change our future.
This is serious, Shapesmith.
This is Fruit Punch. Would you like some?
I ain't gonna lie, his voice acting is top tier.
Is everyone ready?
Yes!
We stick together. That's how we win this.
Leave no one alive.
Angle Cap, shout out to me for letting it play all the way through without talking. Because we're about to break this down like a kilo of Miley Cyrus, running back. So first off, Mark, with the whole, you know, cast and stuff, after he got hands, feet, and elbows put on him by Conquest, and, you know, Adam Eve had to come save the day, but nobody talks about that. Basically, the main thing about him not taking a night off is, of course, he says, oh, if I would have killed Angstrom Levy, then he wouldn't have did everything he did with the whole Clone War or whatever, you know, multiple variants of Mark just destroying the whole Earth, which, you know, talk about the Earth. Talk about an Earth you want to be on as far as the universe. Like, would you rather be in a DC Earth, Marvel Earth, or the Invincible Earth? I mean, Invincible Earth got to come in dead last. You got to start putting that Earth up with, like, I don't know. I'll probably have to think of an anime how bad this Earth began destroyed. So anyways, The main thing I said when I said this at the Invincible Versus event too. Basically, Mark sat out during the Clone War fight, right? And spoiler alert, if you ain't seen it, I don't know why you're watching this if you ain't seen it. Mark sat out during the Clone Wars in season 3. And the main thing about that was That was probably one of the, I felt like Stephen A. Smith. I was like, hold on now. This is the worst move I've ever seen in superhero history. In superhero land, you never take a break when the world is at stake. And guess what? That's exactly what Mark did.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
Mark looked at everybody dying and he said,
whoop-dee-doo.
All this talk about if I would have killed Angstrom Levy, more people wouldn't have died. Well, how about my brother when your variance was out running rampant? How about you go save them humans?
Whoop-dee-doo.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody care about your girlfriend that got a broken leg?
Whoop-dee-doo.
So basically, that was one of the worst moves I've ever seen. If you don't know, my favorite characters from the show is Robot and Cecil. Really, they became my favorite characters after reading the book. And that's as far as I'm going to go. I'm not going to spoil it. I'm pretty good at not giving spoilers. So as far as the show, I think the side characters is what makes the show so phenomenal. Alan is definitely alien. Alan the alien is definitely in my top three, and which is crazy because, you know, most people probably have Omni-Man or Invincible in the top three. For me, it's Robot, Cecil, Alan, and I would put Thrag in my top three. I would have put him in my top three, but I didn't want to like spoil it for people because what he's about to do, what Thrag is about to do, I guess I'm jumping around now. Let's just play it. I'm going to get to that. We're going to come back to that.
Off. If I'd actually killed Angstrom the first time, so many people would still be alive. I'll do anything to stop that from happening again.
It's not who.
Like, because the way that Cecil talked to Mark is just like a little child. Like, hey, bro, I know you got all the powers in the world, but your mind is like a toddler. Like, you just, like, Mark's really not that smart. He's probably one of the dumbest main popular heroes we've had in a minute. Like, I don't even know if Deadpool's like, you know, he's Mark and Deadpool, they neck and neck with, you know, the IQ levels.
You are Mark. But trauma like that breaks people.
Things are changing, Mark, and not for the better.
Now I can say what's going on here, but they're not making it obvious, so I don't want to say it. No, I'm not trying to spoil.
Figure this out. Okay.
You need to show the world that even after everything that happened, the Guardians are still.
I ain't gonna lie, that gotta be the worst lineup of heroes ever. I mean, everybody just getting murked left and right. This is all that's left, man. Robot looking like, bro, what more do you need from me? Like, this is just a robot man in the, like, he was deformed before he got Rex's little body, which, you know, that was kind of crazy, but yeah, Rex is by himself, but at least he got Monster Girl, right?
Here, fighting to keep everyone.
And I ain't gonna lie, can't say nothing about it yet, but. Yeah, this character is pretty top tier as well.
Come on.
Actually, that goes into my point. Without spoiling anything, let's just say what Mark did as far as sitting out and not saving the universe when all his variants was just straight up murdering people because his girlfriend had a broken leg and she was also a superhero, so she would have been fine. But anyways, as you know, Mark was taking his egregious time out in the midst of the world being destroyed. There's going to be a lot of more moments like that that's way more egregious. And let's just say this character may be involved.
From what might be coming our way.
I actually don't know who that is.
Come on.
From what might be.
Like, I don't know who that is. Hey, I don't know who that is.
Coming our way.
I'm sorry, Mark. We need your help.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Omni-Man even showing his face on Earth after all he did is insane. Insane. Because remember, the first time they ran into each other was on another planet. Omni-Man was all depressed, found another bug planet, got a bug girl pregnant, or I don't know what that bug, you know, hey, I don't know the preference. But coming back to Earth after what you did, hey, crazy, crazy work, man.
How do you feel about war?
The Viltrumites will always be a threat to Earth.
But each day, we add more allies to break their hold on the galaxy. Together, we...
I wasn't paying attention. My fault. I TikTok bring out.
Always be a threat to Earth.
Okay, so yeah. Okay, that's what I meant to say. Tech Jacket got completely ignored in the past three seasons. I have no idea why. Seems like because he's in a trailer, they may focus on him a little bit more. I feel like Tech Jacket is such a phenomenal character, he can have his own show. And that should let you know how I feel like they've neglected him in the past three seasons. So I think, honestly, maybe they want a top-tier voice actor, but they want to lock him down for like multiple seasons in his own show. Because if you get a voice actor for this person that starts to pull a Robert Downey and be like, nah, I want millions to come back. Because Tech Jack is that type of character that can carry his own show. And if you know, you know. So he was left out of season 1 through 3. And
This episode sponsored by Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat straight to your door. Every cut is sourced from local U.S. farms and ranches, and the entire packaging and fulfillment process takes place right here in America before it's delivered to your doorstep. No imports, ever. Just high-quality, 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood. I'm a subscriber, and my plan is incredibly easy to manage. Traveling? Need to skip a delivery? You can pause, move, or adjust your order anytime in just a few clicks. Right now, when you start your plan, you'll get free meat in every box for life, plus $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH25 to start your Good Ranchers plan today.
He was briefly shown in season 3 taking out a Viltrumite in space, but that was it. It was nothing else about him being involved in the Invincible universe. And in the book, he was shown more often than he is in the TV show. So I like to see him in the trailer for season 4 because it seems like we're finally getting respect put on Tech Jacket's name, but we don't know yet.
Today, we add more allies to break their hold on the galaxy. Together, we have a chance to end this war.
And apparently, this man is the voice actor for Optimus Prime.
On the galaxy. Together, we...
So if you wonder why his speech just sounds so iconic, it's probably because he's the voice of Optimus Prime.
Have a chance to end this war forever.
I can help. How much does this job pay?
No tricks this time.
How do I know you're telling the truth?
You'll have to trust me.
You guys... See, that's the problem.
After all that, he's still just saying, Mark, you just got to trust me? Yeah, I would have.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn.
Because Mark is getting up there. And, you know, as far as season 3, I don't know if it depicted that the greatest. But Mark is getting up there to his dad's strength level. I mean, it didn't really, like, depict that specifically. Without spoiling anything, they're getting closer to power level, just to let you know how stronger Mark is getting season from season. Season 3 was a huge jump, the biggest jump between season 1 and 2, right? Season 4 is going to be even more of a jump because he just got the beats put on him. And every time you get the beats put on you, that you come back stronger. So now he's getting to the point where he may end up being closer to Omni-Man, to where he may not be able to take him fully, but he's going to be able to put up a fight, you know, unlike the fight in season 1.
There will be loss. There will be sacrifice.
I'm sorry.
Bro, who folded all of them like that?
There will be loss. There will be sacrifice.
I keep looking at the scene. I'm like, when does this happen? This has to be a flashback. Because, I mean, I don't know. Who could fold them like that? You know, like, they getting murdered left and right. I kind of know what it is, but I don't want to, you know, say it just in case it's a spoiler. But yeah, they got folded.
Sacrifice.
I'm sorry.
I want to know who he was killing right there. I don't know who that was.
We must all face judgment for the evils of our past if we want any hope to change.
Hold on.
We must. There will be sacrifice.
I'm sorry.
I think I know who that is.
We must all face.
I think I know who that is. Oh! Yeah, I can't say it.
Judgment. Thanks. For the evils of us. If we want any hope to change our...
Also, let's go back to Debbie. Just completely...
Face judgment for the evils of our past.
You know what I mean? She's probably looking at Omni-Man like, am I a pet now? You know what I'm saying? Like...
So what's funny now? What are we laughing at now?
Like, Omni-Man, mm-hmm. You really want to talk about it? Like, you come back messing with bugs and stuff. Mark told me you had a whole child. I took care of him, and now you're just going to look at me like this?
So what's funny now? What are we laughing at now?
I'm out here drinking every bottle of wine imaginable. Chardonnay, Merlot... Pinot Grigio, and you out here thinking it's funny?
So what's funny now? What are we laughing at now?
I'm out here being a full-blown alcoholic. Alright, I get the point. Omni-Man did Debbie something serious as far as, you know, just down bad, just treated her like dirt under his shoe after he flipped. And I'm interested to see if they're gonna flip it. There's certain parts of the book I wonder if they're gonna take liberties with as far as the show. Because in the book, certain things happen, and in the scene, I wonder if they're going to do that verbatim or if they're going to change it. Like I said, I'm pretty good at not giving spoilers. So anyways, yeah, that's it.
If we want any hope to change our future.
This is serious, Shapesmith.
This is Fruit Punch. Would you like some?
Is everyone ready?
Yeah!
Is everyone ready?
Oh, I thought I saw something else. I wonder if they ever like really showcase how strong Battle Beast is, because they've talked about it, but they haven't really like. Of course, the whole prison breakout in season 3 with Alan, Battle Beast, and Omni Man. But as far as like actually showcasing how strong Battle Beast is, the power scaling I think is left mysterious for a reason that I can't say yet. And I know that's probably like, oh man, you got a lot of stuff you can't say. You want me spoil the show? You want me spoil the show? No, just like, so I wonder when they're going to reveal the power levels.
We stick together. That's how we win this.
And that's a phenomenal lineup right there. I ain't gonna lie to you. I know y'all say I'm glazing. Hey, so what? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Anyways, I see you went back to a yellow suit. The only thing I have to say about this is I think they're poking fun at them not having the greatest animations in certain scenes in certain episodes, because sometimes
stick together, that's how,
like, that part is literally just a picture and they're zooming in. Just a picture and I'm like, bro, I was like,
you guys,
I feel like they making fun at the fact that, you know, a lot of people say because, you know, it's coming year after year, they have to fast track certain things, so certain scenes are not going to look the greatest. But I think they're playing right here. I think they're basically zooming in on the image, but when you actually watch the show, they're gonna be actually like having animation and floating and stuff. Like right now, it's just literally a static image in a zooming in.
We stick together. That's how we.
Literally a static image, no cape flowing, no nothing. As you can tell by, look at Omni Man.
We win this.
It's just a static image and they're zooming in. It reminds me of when the Invincible and Conquest fight happened. As you could literally, like, there was a point in the Conquest and Invincible fight where I think that was in space or whatever. And then Conquest had enough. He was like, you know, I'm going to stop playing around. So he gave him hands, feet, and elbow, smacked him down to earth. And then in that scene of him falling to earth when he got back up, I kid you not, you could see like every particle in Mark's hair as it was flowing. It was like anime level quality. And then it goes back to, well, not that. That episode was like straight up top tier animation. But they know what they're doing as far as having to fast track certain things. So I believe they're making another joke about how people are like, oh, the animation's so trash, that's why it's rushed. And I think they're saving it for the moment. So that's why I think it's a zoom in on a static image.
Leave no one alive.
And if y'all got mad at me saying throughout this whole breakdown the trailer, I can't tell y'all because it'll be a spoiler.
Shepard.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to tell them. They just going to have to find out. You know how they say you mess around and find out? There's a specific chart. Hold on, let me see if I can find this right quick. You know, it's a philanthropist, a doctor, a professor. I don't know who he is. But anyways, let me see. F around and find out. Let me see. Let me see if I can find that chart right here. I don't think that's how it works. Let me see. Meme. I don't know if that is that going to pull it up? Oh, here we go. Here we go. Okay, right here. So, ladies and gentlemen, prime example of, I can't say exactly what I want to say about this man, but this is basically it right here. This is basically it right here. Hopefully, let me zoom in. Y'all see exactly what I'm talking about? Look at the chart. You know, this is very astute image right here, basically showing you what Thrag is about to do to everybody in the Invincible universe. So, usually, when you find out at level 7, when you mess around at level 7, you find out at level 7, right? Let's just say, if you mess around at level 10, you're going to equal Thrag. That's basically it. You know what I'm saying? So don't mess around too much, or else you're going to find out. Guess what? They messed around so much, ladies and gentlemen, Thrag is now going to be in season 4. So as far as messing around and finding out, this is the epitome of that in the Invincible universe. If you don't know, that's all I can say, man. That's all I can say.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
He's about to do unthinkable things. And you're going to witness. You're going to witness cinema. Well, new season, March 18th.
Alive.
Well, as y'all can tell, I am thoroughly enjoyed by this trailer. Invincible Season 4 is going to be my most anticipated TV show for the year. I was thinking about the Spider-Man TV show, but, you know, that really came out of nowhere as far as the quality being so high. I didn't think it was going to be that high on Disney Plus. It was actually pretty good, so I'm looking forward to that season. But I'm most looking forward to Invincible Season 4 official trailer. Oh, man, I'm looking forward to a trailer we just watched, man. No, I'm looking forward to Invincible Season 4 when it eventually releases March 18th, 2026. Now, it says March 18th on here. Oh, my source says March 16th. Well, I guess that's wrong. So March 18th is when this comes out. But basically, the main thing I want to let y'all know is this is straight up peak. If you haven't gotten to Invincible, I'll definitely get into it. Even though I spoil certain things of season 3, it's just because I'm assuming people who's watching the season 4 trailer want to know things about season 3 that led up into season 4. But of course, if you're a nerd like me when it comes to Invincible, I would highly suggest reading the comics. And of course, after reading the comics, not to be that guy, but you probably won't retain everything because it's not the longest of stories, but it's not the shortest. I think there's a plethora of YouTube channels out there that do a phenomenal job on breaking down the Invincible stories that's missed in the midst of certain comic book arcs, right? I don't think this show is going to go over all of those stories. So I would highly suggest after reading the manga or comic book of Invincible to go back and watch some of those hidden gems that you probably missed. Anyways. With that being said, I think my final predictions is that Invincible Season 4 is going to be a straight-up classic. They got so much material to pull from. I'm just wondering how they're going to put it all together. So, with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social media. Click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What are you most looking forward to when Season 4 comes out March 18th? And, of course, what do you think Thrag is going to do? And also, do you think Debbie will ever take Omni-Man back?
Mm-mm-mm. You guys, see, that's the problem.
This episode sponsored by Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat straight to your door. Every cut is sourced from local U.S. farms and ranches, and the entire packaging and fulfillment process takes place right here in America. Before it's delivered to your doorstep. No imports, ever. Just high quality, 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood. I'm a subscriber, and my plan is incredibly easy to manage. Traveling? Need to skip a delivery? You can pause, move, or adjust your order anytime in just a few clicks. Right now, when you start your plan, you'll get free meat in every box for life, plus $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH25 to start your Good Ranchers plan today. This episode sponsored by Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat straight to your door. Every cut is sourced from local U.S. farms and ranches, and the entire packaging and fulfillment process takes place right here in America. Before it's delivered to your doorstep. No imports, ever. Just high quality, 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood. I'm a subscriber, and my plan is incredibly easy to manage. Traveling? Need to skip a delivery? You can pause, move, or adjust your order anytime in just a few clicks. Right now, when you start your plan, you'll get free meat in every box for life, plus $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH25 to start your Good Ranchers plan today.